I mean, there's a few different ways that you can run programming with kids. You can run programming with kids as a school, which is like a specific charter with the state ed department, which we do actually have that, but we do a lot of other things besides traditional school, obviously. You can also run as a licensed childcare program, which is under the Office of Family and Children's Services. And they're super, there's like a book of regulations and they come and inspect you all the time. And a lot of their regulations don't make any sense. So we previously had that license, but there's just all these things like, you're not allowed to have pools, like you're not allowed to have like kiddie pools. So one day they came and told us you're not allowed to have kiddie pools, but they said that we could fill like a Tupperware bin with water and that we could use that, but that we couldn't use a kiddie pool. You know, you're just like I get worrying about kids drowning. That is a valid concern, but that doesn't make any sense, you know? And so this fall, like we actually kept our license for a while, but you know, I had some questions about some things. So I had to call our licensor to just ask us. And so I was like, okay, so this is what we're doing this fall. This is our plan. We're just going to be fully outdoors. And they were like, no, we don't license fully outdoor programs. And I was like, okay, so you're telling me that I need to stay inside with children, even though that is more dangerous. And they were like, we don't license fully outdoor programs. I was like, okay. Like that's, makes a lot of sense. Great. This is why we have a huge pandemic, because of stupid rules like that. That doesn't make any sense. So so we just decided to give up our license. But one of the constraints within that is if you're running programming with groups of children for more than 2 hours and 55 minutes during a day, sorry, the cats. Visiting. If you're running a program for more than 2 hours and 55 minutes, then you need a childcare license. So it's illegal to run programming with kids for more than 3 hours without a childcare license, unless you're a school. So you have to have one of those things, or you can be a camp that's licensed by the Department of Health, but that, you know, that's just like a short term, you know, like for summer camps. So that's one reason, you know, you can't run a program for a full school day without a childcare license. You know, I think another factor that we thought a lot about in deciding to close, like, are just the logistics of it. So, you know, childcare programs are open long hours, you know, because they are the people that take care of, you know, that. Like you drop your kid off at childcare and then you go to work and then you have to commute back and pick up your kid. So that means that most childcare programs open at like 6:37 and they're open till 5:30 or 6. So what that means is that you can't have one person working all those hours, you know, so you need like an early person and a late person. But then if you're trying to minimize interaction between groups of kids, like you can't do that. So that was something that we really struggled with. Like if we want to have a small group of like 5-6 kids, which feels safe COVID-wise, like how does that person take a lunch break? How does that person, like you can't have the same person there all day because it's like an 11-hour day. And then you probably have, I mean, on a normal day, we had like 2 hours of cleaning at the end of the day when you're cleaning up after little kids. So then if you have to like sanitize everything, on top of that, it's just like, you know, it's just not feasible. And then especially when you're getting paid like $13 an hour, it's like, I don't, to like get COVID, you know, because you're with children who literally sneeze in your mouth, you know, like, it's just like, it's not, it's just like, why would you do that? You know? So that's, you know, I think that those are some of the considerations. I mean, and the financial one is a huge one. I mean, I feel like a lot of childcare programs are just hanging on because you can't charge what it costs. You know, you can't charge what it costs and have families afford it. And there's very little in terms of public support. So if you increase the cost of running your business and you decrease the amount of money coming in, because people aren't sending their kids because they're worried about COVID or because they're working from home or like whatever the reasons are. Like it just is not a math that makes, you know, it just doesn't work mathematically. So I think that that's a major reason for people.